News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, recently enacted drink driving laws that see people face an automatic driving ban for first offences have been labelled onerous by one councillor. That councillor joins us now, Bill O'Donnell, who's a councillor in Limerick and a practising solicitor. Bill, you believe this legislation needs to be revisited. Why?
Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Bill.
I'm not so sure if the legislation itself needs to be revisited. Having said that, the minister did get rid of one particular category whereby you wouldn't automatically be off the road. And now everyone caught drink driving will say is put off the road. But unfortunately, there's huge misunderstanding in relation to the new legislation. So while the minister might not have intended to shut down rural Ireland, this is what has happened. Now, under the legislation, if you are under 50 milligrams of alcohol per 100 millilitres of blood, you're okay. And the legislation, Shane, did not change that. But somehow people don't understand that. If you were okay, if you were under 50 milligrams before the new legislation, well, then you're still okay. And as I say, perhaps a lot of this is down to misunderstanding, and perhaps a lot of the problem is of our own making. But in any event, there is collateral damage there on account of the new legislation, and it has definitely put the fear of life into people, Shane.
Some people would say no bad thing to have people fearful about getting into a car with alcohol on them. That if it stops and makes people think, oh, actually, you know what, is it a good idea for me to get into the car? That's exactly what the legislation set out to do, and it's a pretty good goal of that legislation.
Well, it certainly has succeeded in doing that. But look, Shane, if we look at the case studies just briefly, I know one particular lady who would travel 1 mile to her neighbour, and while there might have one gin and tonic. Now, a pound to a penny, she would be under the 50 milligrams. Mm. I know another chap, and who used to travel to one of my local pubs, and he would have two glasses of Guinness. A pound to a penny, he's also under the 50 milligrams. Now, they will still be under the 50 milligrams, and they will be okay. But for some reason or other, and a lot of this is of our own making, the new legislation has put the fear of God into people, and they are now under the total misinterpretation that things have changed at that particular level. So there is a collateral damage there. And I know
the collateral damage, you could argue, though, Bill, is that people don't get into the car with alcohol on them. And is that a bad thing?
Well, now, Shane, if you want to bring in zero tolerance, we'll then bring in zero tolerance. But what has happened here is we've had a tweaking of the legislation, which has created a zero tolerance effect in rural Ireland. Rural Ireland is shutting down.
See, but Bill, the problem with this argument is, and I hear it all the time, is that what the subtext of that is, you know, people in rural Ireland should be able to drink drive because it kind of, you know what, we need it for our community. And like, 149 people died on the roads last year. That was a record low. It was still 149 people. 38%, it's estimated, of those died because of alcohol consumption. 57 people last year. That's 57 families. That's nearly two people for every county in the country. You know what? If it makes people stop and think before getting in their car, surely that's a good thing.
And I'm not arguing against that. And there has been some very tragic deaths already this year in Ireland. What I'm saying is this. There is very much a rural-urban divide here. And it's a bit like the new legislation in relation to DL drivers. It just cannot work.
Well, you know, there isn't an urban-rural divide. The rules are the same in urban areas as in rural areas. I know it's obviously easier to get a taxi, to get public transport in an urban area, but the rules are the same everywhere. Don't get into a car with alcohol on board. It's pretty simple.
Shane, you're saying that it's easier to get a taxi in an urban area than it is in a rural area.
Yeah.
You cannot get a taxi in a rural area.
No, that's exactly the point I'm making, yeah.
No. Bottom line is there is a massive urban-rural divide here. The candidates in the local elections in the rural areas are getting it on the doors. This new legislation, whether intended or not, it might be well needed.
What's the solution to that, Bill? Bill, what's the solution to that?
Massive collateral damage, Shane.
Grant.
Massive collateral damage.
What is your solution to that, though, Bill?
I'm saying that whether it is Minister Ross intended it or not, this has had huge collateral damage. And
fine.
I think that the government, along with the vintners, because the vintners are really, really feeling this very badly in the rural areas. Pubs are closing down day by day. They must be part of advising people that, yes, there has been changes, but the changes did not were not meant to have the effect that they are having. This is having a massive effect, Shane, on rural Ireland.
Okay.
Don't underestimate it. And if you underestimate what I'm saying to you, I'm sorry to say, but you're lacking in understanding of the situation in rural Ireland. And I'm very, very strong on that, Shane.
All right. OK, Bill O'Donnell, Limerick councillor, practicing solicitor. Thanks indeed for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Lots of people still getting in touch about that Eat Lancet report. Here we go again. Now we can't even have a burger, says one listener. Cloud cuckoo land. Maybe we should focus on getting the 2.8 billion people between India and China to start recycling, and then our barbecue would have less impact. Another texter has the same sentiment.
Yeah, Shane, you're the one living in cloud cuckoo land.
I say it every day.
If every living thing dropped dead in Ireland tomorrow, it would have zero impact on the climate, and it goes on into that effect. Basically, we can do nothing in Ireland. Yeah, the problem with that, Oisín, is that if everyone took that viewpoint, well, then nothing would happen. But thanks for the text. Nonetheless, keep them coming through. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Coming up next, Kieran.
Blue Moon Rising, Shane. City have one hand in the Premier League trophy after overcoming United last night.